What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To me, I think the thought for it is who and what defense of the Texans is going to show up. Because, yes, hey, if that defense that went toe-to-toe and completely took out the L.A. Chargers to the tune of four turnovers and multiple sacks and pressuring and putting Justin Herbert on the ground, DeNico Autry completely embarrassing that young man multiple
times.
You're going
to get hit hard if you play against
us. I'm sorry, I cannot get that in my mind. I've watched that about 15 times. Him just
ragdoll.
Fully just, I mean, press that young man into the ground and then just step over him like he was nothing to get to the quarterback.
Treated him like Ty Lue.
Yeah, he did. He sure did. He Iversoned his ass. Yeah. He physically threw him down and then Iversoned his ass. If that defense, which just took out the run game of the Chargers, and that's what they wanted to do. If that defense shows up, hell yeah. We've seen that defense before. We saw them tear up the Lions, five turnovers, and hold them down, even though they ended up losing that game. But we saw them hold down the Lions. We saw them tear up the Cowboys. We saw them give the Dolphins the business. We saw what they did to the Bills. But, Clint, as you know, we've also seen – what they did to Will Levis, and Will Levis walked in here and made big plays that he has no damn business making big plays when that defense has the ability to do that. We saw, Clint, which I think may have been the toughest for you to deal with, what Mac Jones just did in a second half to this defense against the Jacksonville Jaguars. We've seen them kind of have some up and downs. We saw maybe Drake May in his first start get a little too frisky out there against this defense. Which defense is showing up? Because it's one thing if we could say they consistently give us outings like they did last week against the Chargers, but we've seen other things. That's my thing is which defense is showing up in this game on Saturday?
Well, I think the good defense, to answer the question just bluntly, I think the great defense. But here's you know, I just got a lot of faith in DeMeco Ryans. And what has plagued the Texans this year defensively the most has been the explosive play. It's not like they've been consistently bad against football teams, right? So I feel like the way that DeMeco's been able to scheme things up with this personnel that's healthy right now, I think one thing that I'd be comfortable betting on is that Pat Mahomes is not going to be able to sit back there and pat the football and throw the ball over the top of the defense. He is surgical underneath, and I fully expect Pat Mahomes to get the ball out of his hand. I expect the screen game to be really good. I expect him to have great chemistry with multiple receivers, but damn sure Travis Kelce and keep drives alive.
Oh, thank you.
No problem, Pat. I would be really surprised if we go out there and all of a sudden with this defense, the explosives are a problem the way that they've been a problem in a handful of games this year.
Because of this particular team they're playing, or you think
I just think DeMeco will have them ready. I think they figured some of that stuff out. I think both of your corners are playing significantly better ball than they were. I think your defense from a pressure perspective is at least according to last week, they're hitting on all cylinders and playing better than they have in a long time. I don't know about the team, but I do think you get a better DeMeco, the defensive coordinator, in the playoffs. And so I don't know how comfortable I am with this confidence, but I give up an explosive or a couple of explosives or a touchdown over the top, sure, maybe. But we've seen those things just like we watched Indianapolis be the only reason they were even in the game is because they were throwing the ball over the top of the defense's head. The only reason they had no business being in that game, and I would be shocked if it were one of those kind of games. So, I feel like we're going to get the good defense. Now, what does that defense look like against one of the greatest play callers, if not the greatest play caller of all time?
Because I want you to do this with your background. You know what it is. Because what we saw last week was, as I said, Denico Autry embarrassing people. Will Anderson just coming off the edge untouched, and he almost killed Justin Herbert. We saw Danielle Hunter. We saw that line take over the game. What is it that you think Andy Reid, as a great play caller, a guy that is smart? Because clearly, in the first game, we've not really seen the Texans' D-line be slowed up, especially the edges, the way they were. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson had very little impact in that game. What is it that Andy does that you think makes it different than what the Chargers
do? Well, I think it starts with his personnel. I mean, you've got three interior offensive linemen. Now, I know Tooney's not playing interior, but you've got three dudes in that old line that ain't gave up a sack all year. I mean, you've got a stout interior offensive line, and when you have that, your quarterback can move, your coordinator has a chance to chip and play games with the defensive ends. And if you look at last week, how this defense was just so nasty the interior guys were able to make big time differences. We made a lot during the week about the tackles for the Chargers, but the reality of it is it came down to the interior offensive line was trash. The Texans were able to take full advantage of that. You had a quarterback that was not willing to use his legs, which most of us thought he was going to use his legs
or hit a check down.
Yeah, or hit a check down. That's where I was going next. And you had a young quarterback that just doesn't quite understand how to handle the level of pressure that was being thrown at him last week. All of which, by the way, what I just said, I do not think exists this week with the Chiefs, obviously. Again, internally, I think they're going to be able to handle our internal pass rush, which means that our good outside, our big guys outside, have to win versus their tackles, which is not going to be easy. And D'Amico's got to scheme some things up to catch Pat off guard. There's got to be some big-time disguises. And the reality of it is, I think Andy and Pat, I do wonder – you know, we're going to have this Brady Belichick conversation at some point about Andy and Pat. Like, obviously they're great together, but I do wonder how much of Andy is true scheme versus Pat just committing to it and understanding how to execute it and not taking a bunch of risk and getting the ball out quick and that kind of thing. Either way you slice it, we got to deal with both of them, no matter who gets the credit. But I think that, you know, Andy's got a real and Pat have a real understanding of now. Pat will make some stupid mistakes, which I know drives you crazy, making some ill-advised throws and stuff like that. But when it comes down to an overall game plan and approach to an offense, they're not going to get beat because their game plan wasn't worth a damn.